Well, today, July 16th, is the feast day of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, one of the great Marian feast days of the year. Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion of Mary, said this was his favorite feast day of Our Lady because it showed her maternal love for her children. The fact that she gave us the brown scapular to wear as the garment of grace to protect us from evil and to really to wrap her mantle around us. The feast day of Our Lady of Mount Carmel is such an important feast day when we look at even the Old Testament and to see Our Lady's role in our lives today, to understand the importance of Mount Carmel. You have to go back to the Old Testament, 800 years before Christ, to the prophet Elijah. This is where Elijah lived, in the cave. And you can go there today, to the Holy Land. It's just south of Haifa on the Mediterranean Sea, and you can actually have Mass in the cave of Elijah the prophet. And this was the place where he lived as a hermit. Many others followed him and also lived there. It was on Mount Carmel that he defeated the pagan prophets of Baal. All 450 prophets were slain there on this holy mountain. The word Carmel means the vineyard of God. Karam El. El, of course, means God. So the vineyard or the garden of God. And monks or hermits began to live on this holy mountain at the time of Elijah, 800 years before Christ, praying and waiting for the Messiah. Eventually, after the incarnation and the coming of Christ, eventually monks would live there as well. And an order was established in the year 1207 by the Pope, an order in which they were devoted to our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Mount Carmel. The Crusaders met some of these holy monks when they were in the Holy Land fighting to preserve the Holy Land for the Catholic faith. And some of these monks left Mount Carmel and went back to England with the Crusaders and established the monastery at Aylesford in England in the year 1212. This became the headquarters for the Carmelites. There was a man named St. Simon Stock who joined the order at the age of 85. He'd already been living as a hermit since he was 12 years of age. And Stock was not his last name. It was sort of his nickname because he lived in the stock of a tree, or the hollowed out part of the tree. Our Lady had appeared to him, told him to join this order of Carmelites, and eventually he became the superior. He was called by Our Lady at age 85, so it tells us it's never too late to serve the Lord and the Blessed Mother. Some people say, I'm too old to do the Lord's work. I'm too old to do the Blessed Mother's work. That's not true when you look at the life of Simon Stock, 85 years old, chosen to head up the Carmelite order. He died at the age of 100. Our Lady had told him when she looked at the scapular of the Carmelite habit, and the word scapular comes from the Latin word scapula, which is this bone right here at the shoulder, because this garment hangs over the shoulder. So the Carmelites would wear the habit, and then they would place the scapular, which would hang all the way to the floor, front and back over the shoulders. And the Blessed Mother called that her garment of grace, that those who wore it were under her protection and patronage. And that when they wore the scapular, they were thinking of Mary, and she was thinking of them. And she promised that whoever dies wearing this brown scapular would not suffer eternal fire. And that promise also applies to the miniature scapular, which is what we wear and are enrolled in. And we'll be enrolled in today during this feast day. Word spread about the power of the scapular because there was a dying man who was blaspheming and had turned against God. St. Simon Stock heard of this man. He went over and he sat next to him and he placed his scapular over the man. And immediately he was converted. He began to weep and cry for his sins. He repented. He made a good confession. And then he was saved. And so the promise spread far and wide that whoever is clothed in that scapular would not die in the state of mortal sin, they will be given the grace of final repentance, of perseverance, and of conversion. And again, this applies to us who wear the brown scapular, the miniature one, as well. And many people take out, insurance policies on their house. Well, the brown scapular is our eternal fire insurance policy. It's a miniature asbestos suit to guard against the fires of hell. There were many miracles that occurred with the brown scapular. Pope Gregory X, who died in the year 1251, just 25 years after the brown scapular, and he was buried in his beautiful papal vestments and his brown scapular, of course. 600 years later, they opened up his casket, his coffin. Everything had returned to dust and disintegrated except for one thing. His brown scapular was perfectly intact after 600 years. It also happened when they opened up the tomb of St. Alphonsus Liguori, the great doctor of the church. Everything was disintegrated, all his vestments, his bones, everything. Just the brown scapular remained intact. Same thing with St. John Bosco. All the beautiful vestments were disintegrated except his brown scapular. If you go to their shrines, you can see these incorrupt scapulars on display. St. Peter Claver, the apostle of the slave trade, who worked in Cartagena, he baptized 300,000 souls for Christ and brought them into the Catholic Church when they were brought over, tragically, from the slave trade. He would nurse them and feed them and wash them and clothe them. He would baptize them, and he enrolled everyone in the brown scapular. He knew that baptism would make them Christians, but the Blessed Mother had to watch over them and to protect them. So all 300,000 he enrolled in the brown scapular. In 1957, in West Boden, Germany, there was a fire that ravaged through the town. All the townhouses were going up in flame. Before the family ran out of their house, one man nailed his brown scapular to the front door of the house, asking the Blessed Mother for protection in the house. And the fires went all the way down the row houses, jumped over his house, and destroyed all the rest. His house was the only one spared. So the brown scapular, even recently, the Lord has worked miracles through it. Father Aidan McGrath, the great Legion of Mary missionary to China, arrested 1949 to 1952, spent 3 years in solitary confinement. When he was arrested, they took all of his clothing, and they stood there and they took his miraculous medals, they took his watch, his rosary, his wallet. But the guards were unable to see his brown scapular. The Blessed Mother had made it invisible. And he wore that scapular for 3 months in prison. Every day they came in, stripped off his clothes, searched him to see if he had found anything, any items. They never saw his scapular for 3 months. So we have a great devotion, of course, to Our Lady of Mount Carmel and the brown scapular. So now I will enroll you in the brown scapular. So at this time, you should place the scapular over your head, and it goes over the shoulders. Part of the scapular covers the front, part over your back. And again, it's a sign of Mary's maternal love for you, her protection and her patronage of you. So now we will say the brown scapular prayer. O Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of mankind, by thy right hand sanctify these scapulars, which thy servants will devoutly wear for love of thee and of thy mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary of Mount Carmel, so that by her intercession you may be protected from the wickedness of the enemy and persevere in thy grace until death, who livest and reignest forever and ever. Amen. And now the enrollment prayer. And again, to be enrolled, please be wearing your brown scapular. Receive this blessed scapular and ask the Most Holy Virgin that by her merits it may be worn with no stain of sin and may protect you from all harm and bring you into everlasting life. Amen. By the power granted to me, I admit you to a share in all the spiritual works performed with the merciful help of Jesus Christ by the religious of Mount Carmel, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, bless you, whom He has been pleased to receive into the confraternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary of Mount Carmel. We beg her to crush the head of the ancient serpent in the hour of your death, and in the end, to obtain for you a palm and the crown of your everlasting inheritance. We ask this through Christ our Lord. I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Simon Stock, and you can venerate the relic after Mass. To the intercession of St. Simon Stock, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.